As I settle down to pray, I begin with a preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Faith? Desire to cling to him? Love? Intimacy with God? Protection? I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 32 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. And when we fall, quickly he raises us up with his loving embrace and his gracious touch. And when we are strengthened by his sweet working, then we willingly choose him by his grace, that we shall be his servants and his lovers, constantly and forever. And our falling is not evidence of divine negligence or lack of love, for we need to fall, and we need to see it. But if we did not fall, we should not know how feeble and how wretched we are in ourselves, nor too should we know so completely the wonderful love of our Creator. And by the experience of this falling, we shall have a great and marvelous knowledge of love in God without end. For enduring and marvelous is that love, which cannot and will not be broken because of offences. Therefore, let us meekly recognise our weakness, knowing that we cannot stand for the twinkling of an eye, except with the protection of grace. And let us reverently cling to God, trusting only in Him. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. feeling his presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the word or phrase I have already, I remain with the revelation. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, and Psalm 63, verse 8. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. For by the grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. My whole being clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. I repeat the word or phrase that has caught me again and again in my mind. I reflect on this word or phrase. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I see that it's I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. feeling his love enfolds me. I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.